Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete market details coming up for you when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the continued pressure in the grain complex and specifically the aggressive losses in corn have left buyers active with feeder cattle futures holding strong triple-digit gains. Nice day for the feeder and the live cattle futures here today. They're both looking at triple-digit highs. Now, feeder cattle futures posted aggressive gains following the continued pressure from the grain markets. There may have been some increased buyer support late today or possibly tomorrow following the strong widespread gains in the cattle complex. The corn futures were lower today. July corn was down 22 cents. Stock markets, though, were higher. The Dow Jones was higher, and the NASDAQ was up 2 points as well. Now, on the live cattle, firm gains holding in live cattle futures following a surge of buyer support that redeveloped about midday today in the feeder cattle markets. The $2.50 rally in the feeder cattle futures pushed summer and fall contracts to a dollar higher. Now, aggressive triple-digit gains in the feeder cattle stepped back into the complex following lack of trade activity through most of the morning. The sharp double-digit losses seen in the grain complex is the main focus of the feeder cattle buying frenzy today. This recent support may be limited depending on the moves in the outside commodity markets. The grain futures ended up significantly lower here today. The dollar was weaker on the ideas Britain could vote to stay in the European Union tomorrow. Wheat prices started off mixed, but again ended lower with harvest pressure offset by spreading against corn. Minneapolis futures led the way from the overnight session after spring wheat ratings fell across northern tier of states, cutting about 0.8 of a bushel per acre off yield potential. Corn prices also lower today, threatening to take futures below chart support on both old and new crop contracts. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.